Hey everyone, this is going to be a quick tutorial on using the script keys feature in SBYW or Sketchbook Your World. This is a feature that's been around for a while, I'm pretty sure, but I didn't really take advantage of or know about really until yesterday, and I thought I would do a quick demo of it and show you how you use it because it is really powerful. So what you have in the game folder, I'm going to move to the game folder now.
Spy window, items view list, scriptkeys.txt.
There is a file in here called scriptkeys.txt. This is included with new installations, and actually the program will generate a new one if you delete it. This is very useful because if you're modifying this file and you make errors, you can delete it and launch the program and it will automatically generate a new copy with the default values. So I'm going to open this up in Notepad.
Scriptkeys.txt Notepad. Text editor edit multi-line slash %. Text 1% text 2.
Okay, so this is the first line. Now, the way this feature works is that there are chat commands that you can type into the chat box, like slash PM or help or, contributors. It just depends, and I apologize for the background. So essentially what this feature allows you to do is you can program any key on the top row of your keyboard. It starts with the grave accent key on the far left and goes all the way to backspace. And essentially each line of this file corresponds to a key. So if you read it from the top to the bottom, it will go from the far left side of your keyboard to the far right. So if I read this initial line here at the top.
Slash PM percent text 1% text 2.
Okay, so.
Slash PM space percent T E X T 1.
And that's the mixer making those noises. I'm sorry. So essentially what this first one does, if you press the grave accent key.
Spy.
I'm going to actually run the game here and show
sounds
you.
Sounds.state. Sounds. Spy.txt. Sketchbook. Your world. Multiplayer game. Sign in.
All right. So let's logging in. Log back in here. Log back into the game. I'm logging in for the first time, although I'm thinking about it because I was on here prior to actually making this recording, but anyway, I've made myself a private map so that people won't bother me, so I can walk around here. So let me show you how this works. So I'm going to hit the grave accent key.
Enter text 1.
It says enter text 1. Now, if you noticed on the first line, it says PM, and then it's got percent text 1 and percent text 2. These are basically telling the program to give you boxes to type in info. So basically these will pass the inputs from those boxes to the PM command. So for instance, the first one, as you know, if you've played this, is the player name.
Blank, blank.
So let's type in my name.
S-L-A-N-N-O-N. Enter text 2.
And I hit enter, and now it's asking me to enter text 2, which is your message. So I'll just do
my name
is Christopher.
C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
And now if I hit enter.
PM from Slannon. My name is Christopher. PM to Slannon. My name is Christopher.
So I just sent myself a private message. Now, that's one way to use it. The other way is to remove those values from the line and type in your own. For example, let's go back to the file.
Spy script keys, script key slash PM percent text 1% text 2 carriage return.
Right. I'm going to hit end to go to the bottom of that line, and then we're going to delete these things here.
2 TXET% 1 TXET%.
So now I have
space slash PM space.
Right.
Carriage
That's
return.
How you would start
Nikita
it. Now,
K has gone off.
To type this, maybe you want to make a key that will always send a private message to one person. So let's say me. So at the end of this line, I'm going to type my name, a space, and then percent, oop,
and
I can't type, percent text two.
Two, carriage return.
And we'll hit Control S to save the file. And what's nice about this is you don't even have to close the game. I'm just going to move back over to the program.
Sketch.
Now, if I hit grave accent.
Enter text 2.
And I type in
this
is a test. And hit enter.
PM from Slannen. This is a test. PM to Slannen. This is a test.
So basically now I have told that to send a private message to a particular player, in this case me, after I press that key, and then it will prompt me to type in
Claudius
a message
has gone off.
And hit enter. Now, you can take this even further. Let's say
script keys.
I want to make a test that will always send a private message to myself that says hi.
2 TXET%.
So we're going to get rid of this chunk of text here.
/ PM Slannen.
Right, carriage, so space. We have a space after my name.
Space, carriage return.
And I'm going to type in this is a test.
Dot, carriage return.
And I'm just checking that to make sure I don't have any extra spaces in there. And now I'm going to save the file. And I'll go back over here.
Sketchbook.
So now if I hit grave accent.
PM from Slannen. This is a test. PM to Slannen. This is a test.
Now, this is essentially, with one key press, I can send a predefined message to any player I would like to as a PM. So I can, you know.
PM from Slannen, this is a test. PM to Slannen, this is a test.
And that's basically how it works. And you have keys that go from grave accent all the way to backspace. If I explore this file a
script.
Little more, you can see what else has been in there or has been included in there by default.
/ suicide.
Okay, this is pressing 1 on your keyboard. As you may know, this activates the command that takes you off of a map and back to your back to your primary world map. So in this case, it is
/ suicide, carriage return.
Right. So that's number 1.
/ options.
That's number 2. That opens the options menu.
/ reply.
That's number 3. This one, I think, is meant to actually allow you to reply to a PM. The problem with it is it's missing the parameter
Uther Helbane carriage
at the end of it. So let's go to the end of this line, hit a space and make a space. And then once again, I can either type in a predefined message, or if I want to send a reply to
Starry
a player that sent me a private message, I can type percent
and carriage return and
percent text 1. So like this
percent t e x t 1 carriage
so
return.
Now if I save the file and I hit number 3,
sketch enter text 1,
and I type in
PM from Slannen, got it. PM to Slannen, got it.
So now if someone sends me a private message, rather than typing into the chat box PM, player name, or slash reply, I can hit the number 3.
Enter text 1.
And I can type my message.
T-E-S-I-N-G. PM from Slannon. Testing. PM to Slannon. Testing.
Now, that's essentially how it works. So
script,
if
script.
I come back into this file.
/ playtime.
This is the command for number 4. This will print out the playtime for, I believe, each player. So if I hit 4 on my keyboard.
Everyone's combined playtime is 6 years, 11 months, 3 days, 5 hours, 20 minutes, and 12 seconds. Viewing top 3 players. Spider-Maniac with 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, 12 hours, 43 minutes, and 23 seconds. Rank 1.
And this is the menu.
Sarah with 2 months, 2. Sonic with 2 months. Spider-Maniac with...
If I hit enter, that just closes the menu, and I can walk around. So that's what that does.
Script keys / stats percent name.
And the last command that is defined by default is
/ stats percent name.
This will print the stats for your player name, right? So
$Slannon has been playing for a combined total of 3 days, 12 hours, 13 minutes, and 36 seconds, which gives them a rank of 134 of 824. They have finished 43 and liked 5 maps. They have died 689 times in total and have suicided 367 times in total. They have sent 778 total chats. They've taken 189,436 steps. Matthew has real...
Right. Now, this is the last line of this file.
/ stats percent name blank.
But
stats...
if you add more lines, you can define more commands. So the first, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The first 5 commands have been defined for you, which means you have 6 more. No, I think 9 more, actually. 9 more that you can define, and all you have to do is add lines to the bottom of this file. The thing to keep in mind, though, is when you're making this, you have to keep in mind which line you're on, but if you start from the top of the file and you go from the left side of your keyboard to the right, you should be able to keep track of it. So you've got grave accent 1 through 0, dash or hyphen equals, and then backspace. The
sketchbook.
Last thing I'm going to show you is how to access the list of commands, because you might want to know what kinds of things are possible. And there's really all, well, there's all kinds of things. So let's do
chat dialogue
into the chat box. I'm going to type in
/ H-E-L-P
to bring up the help menu.
Help menu. Press Control C to copy any command to your clipboard.
Now, this is important. So when you come across a command, you can copy it to your clipboard and review it, say, in Notepad.
Menu commands. These commands will work only on your chosen world.
So in this case, let's say I want to find the command for feedback, and let's say I want to assign the feedback command to number 6.
/ teams, /stats/play/stats/play/where/go/miscellaneous/admin/report/feedback/message. Sends feedback to the developers. This should be for bug reports and feature requests.
So let's copy this.
Copied.
And I'm going to hit escape to get out of that menu. Let's open up another Notepad file.
Untitled Notepad.
And if I paste the contents of the clipboard.
/
And go to the beginning of this line, we have.
/ F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K space.
Right. So if you have been paying attention and you get the idea of how this works, you know what we're going to do next.
Sketchbook.
So if I go back to the script keys file.
Blank. / stats percent name.
And let's go to the top just to reorient myself.
/ PM Slannon.
All right, that's
commutator.
That's grave accent.
/
1.
/ option. / reply
3,
percent text. / playtime.
4.
/ stats percent
5,
name. Blank. Blank.
Right, so 6. So in this case, let's say I want to hit number 6 and have it pop up a box to type my feedback, because then all I have to do is hit enter and my feedback is sent to the admins of the game. So let's type in / F-E-E-D-B-A-C-K, a space, percent T-E-X-T-1 to tell it that I want it to pop up a text box. And by the way, you can type in as many of these as you want. The thing to keep in mind, though, is you have to follow the syntax of each command. So, for instance, if a command has two or three boxes, you may, you know, maybe PM player name and then your message. You would say maybe you just want to have a key that just does that. Well, you would use text 1 for the player name field and text 2 for your message. So
slash feedback percent text 1 slash.
Right. So now I have that in here and I'm going to save the file and
sketchbook.
Let's go back to the game. Now, if I hit number 6,
enter text 1,
it will let me send some feedback. And let's do that real quick. Let's say
A D D
space
A E C Y space O
to
space
A E N
D space B A L space
or no
A B O H D N N D
voice
A P space A A T S dot.
And I can read this.
Add the ability to send voice map chats.
And if I hit enter,
success. Feedback submitted.
It's that easy. So hopefully this gives you an idea of how to use this feature. It is really powerful, and if you take the time to learn it and customize it to your individual needs,
AFK
you'll find it works quite well. So anyway,
script key spy audacity.
I hope you guys have found this useful. As always, if you have any questions or comments, you can post them, and I will do my best to get back to you. You guys take care.